321-321-321. In a sign that his campaign is now getting more serious, Mike Huckabee announced today that Ed Rollins has now become his national campaign chairman. Huckabee made the announcement in New Hampshire today.
As many of you know, our campaign has really been somewhat of a surprise to many people because we have not had the level of resources that the other campaigns have had. Frankly, we don't regret that because we've been able to run a very disciplined and frugal campaign and to get where we are, not because we spent the most money, but because our volunteers, our people, had the kind of heart that literally drove us beyond just what money could buy. Today, I'd like to make an announcement that I believe will help to fill in many of the gaps that we've had up until this point and will help us in that vast national infrastructure and movement.
Ed Rollins has worked on a number of Republican campaigns over the years, including a short stint on Katherine Harris's unsuccessful run for Senate in Florida last year. Rollins' biggest claim to fame on his resume is his work managing Ronald Reagan's crushing re-election victory over Walter Mondale in 1984. But he is perhaps best known for an embarrassing gaffe in 1993 while working for New Jersey Governor Christine Whitman. Rollins told Time magazine that he secretly paid black ministers and Democratic campaign workers in order to suppress voter turnout. Those comments proved to be controversial, which ultimately led him to say that his comments were an exaggeration that turned out to be inaccurate.
I'm very excited about this campaign, and I've been around this game for a long time, and I can tell you I knew all the candidates. I've been very friendly with many of them who are running. We have some very, very significant people running for president this year. And I've known Rudy Giuliani, and I've known Thompson, and I've known all these guys for many, many years. The guy I knew the least was Mike Huckabee. I knew who he was. I knew what he'd done in Arkansas. But over the last 6 months, I have watched him build this campaign and build his own communication skills to inspire people to where I think we're in a very exciting place. We're on the verge of winning Iowa. We're on the verge of coming back here and doing very well in this state. We're ahead in many other states.
Among those states Huckabee is ahead now is in Florida. That's according to at least one poll released today by Rasmussen Reports. It shows Huckabee leading with 27% of the vote, with Mitt Romney at 23%, and Rudy Giuliani third at 19%. The poll has a margin of error of 4.5 percentage points on each number. That's the first survey taken during this campaign that does not show the former New York City mayor in first place in Florida, and there is some debate about the accuracy of the Rasmussen poll. That's because that poll uses automatic calling. Nevertheless, the Huckabee upswing is real across the country as well as in Florida. Certainly, Rudy Giuliani takes him seriously. Giuliani will speak tomorrow morning at the Tampa Convention Center in what campaign officials call a major speech. Giuliani has been running his primary campaign strategy based on making Florida his breakout state, as he has not campaigned that intently in the early states of Iowa or New Hampshire. Susan McManus is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. WMNF asked her about this Huckabee phenomenon.
Well, the frontrunners, Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, have both had a little bit of a slide in Florida because people are becoming more familiar with the other option. And I think that's exactly what's happening. Huckabee has caught a lot of attention nationally. He's on every newscast, and it's obvious that Floridians, like people across the country, have discovered a new face they kind of like.
Let's talk about Governor Huckabee for a second, and that is, we know in Iowa, at least, there seems to be a lot of evangelicals there, and it seems to be that's where he's getting a lot of support. Forget about even Florida, but nationally, can you tell me, I mean, roughly the Christian conservatives, how big is that in the GOP base overall? We've heard that the leaders are not nearly as important as they used to be, but what about the base, and how much can somebody who is, you know, fits this Christian conservative mold, is that going to give this guy a leg up?
Is shaping to be more of an electability year as opposed to an ideological year. And I think that there's danger in assuming that the evangelical Christians are a huge and dominant portion of the GOP electorate. It's certainly not the case in Florida. Now, is that to say they're not important, that vote? Of course it's important. But it's not as large a factor as some people have presumed.
Now, Rudy Giuliani comes to Tampa Saturday morning for what his advisors are calling a major address. Rudy Giuliani, of course, has been basing a lot of his candidacy on Florida because he wasn't considered to take Iowa or New Hampshire campaign too seriously in those states. We know, of course, that on the Super Tuesday, California, Texas, New York, he's theoretically geared to do well in those states. But obviously there's a concern that maybe January 29th, which is when Florida votes, might be kind of late for him to get his first victory of the campaign, as it were. Is there pressure now on Rudy Giuliani, and is that why he's coming back here to Tampa to make this major speech?
Tampa's obviously the best real estate in the country politically. If you recall, in 2004, the Sunday before the general election, you had both George Bush and John Kerry right here in our backyard. So the fact that he's coming to Tampa is smart politics when it comes to reaching Florida, because this area is considered the bellwether portion of a key state, ours.
Darrell Paulson is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida at St. Petersburg. He says that despite the many vulnerabilities that Rudy Giuliani seems to be accumulating by the week, he's still the man to beat for the GOP nomination.
I think he, like every candidate, has run into a period of trouble, and the last 2 or 3 weeks have not been good for his campaign. He did not do very well in the St. Pete YouTube debate, where he looked very petty and vindictive, and especially attacking Romney at that time, who was the front runner. And Huckabee, once again, was almost, you know, ignored by the other candidates because he was a second-tier candidate then. So, you know, it's been his bad debate performance, I think, some bad publicity in terms of how he's funded some of his security detail in New York. You know, that's brought down his numbers. Huckabee's up there quite honestly because people don't know a great deal about him, and they always favor the unknown to some extent. Also, he's been the nicest candidate. You know, good manners and the ability to tell a joke will get you a long way in politics. And I think that's much of his strength. The real question is, you know, does he have the credentials to be president of the United States? And I think that's what a lot of conservatives are worried about, you know, that he just doesn't have a lot there when you really examine the record.
Not every Republican likes Mike. Conservative columnist Rich Lowry blasted Huckabee today in a piece in the National Review, calling any plan to nominate him as the GOP candidate Huckicide. Again, Darrell Paulson.
Well, you know, he's never been a serious candidate, really, until the last couple of weeks. I mean, he was a second-tier candidate, and, you know, it's been a spectacular rise for his campaign that's put him in this first-place position. So when he was a second-tier candidate, nobody went out after him. I mean, it's almost like, you know, a hunter. There aren't a lot of hunters that go after gophers, but, you know, give them the big buck, and that's a great target. They all go after the big game. And that means whoever's in front, and that's exactly what's happening now. He's in front, and everyone's focusing their attack on him.